Keep up to date with the past on the 100 Years Ago Show with Mark Stein.
The Germans lose their guns and their colonies. Parlez-vous Esperanto? No thanks. And Plymouth Rock splits again. It's December 1920.
100 years from today.
Your world news update. The messy aftermath of the Great War continues. The Treaty of Versailles requires all German citizens to hand over their firearms. The period for voluntary surrender of guns has expired, and the Allies Disarmament Commission has now ordered the military to begin a house-to-house search for weapons throughout Germany. Germany has lost its overseas empire in its entirety, and the Supreme Council of the League of Nations has now granted mandates over certain former overseas colonies to various British dominions. South Africa has been given a mandate over the former German Southwest Africa. Australia will govern the former German New Guinea and Nauru. And New Zealand gains control of Western Samoa. Persians are in the market for an army. The British Secretary of State for War, Winston Churchill, has told the House of Commons that the United Kingdom will withdraw all of its troops from the Sultanate of Persia before the end of 1921. One must remember that one is dealing with Orientals, said Mr. Churchill, and the Persians, as well as others there, move slowly, but we have had to say to them that we really cannot stay any longer, and that if they do not by the spring get their own forces ready, then they may take it we are leaving indefinitely. Felix Dzerzhinsky has reorganized the Soviet Union's intelligence service to create a foreign intelligence section of the Cheka secret police. An 8.7 magnitude earthquake has killed over 234,000 people in the Haiyuan area of China's Gansu province. The earthquake struck at 8:05 in the evening local time and killed over 73,000 people in the city of Haiyuan, as well as 30,000 in Gaiyuan and 20,000 in Longdai. King Constantine of Greece was forced to abdicate the throne 3.5 years ago on June 11, 1917, following the freakish death of his son, King Alexander, from a monkey bite, and then an overwhelming victory in the recent plebiscite. Constantine has now made a triumphal return to Athens, arriving by train at the Lavrion station to be greeted by thousands of supporters. Is waiting for the sunrise, and maybe this new League of Nations will be the breakthrough that ushers in the bright new dawn. The League is acquiring some new members: Austria, Bulgaria, Finland, Luxembourg, Costa Rica, and somewhat to its surprise, the Principality of Albania have all been admitted to the League. However, the League Assembly has voted against the admission of Georgia, Estonia, Lithuania, and Latviana. And the application of the First Republic of Armenia was not considered. as the government of that First Republic was deposed just a few days ago. In the United States, Plymouth, Massachusetts is observing the 300th anniversary of the landing of the Pilgrims in their ship, the Mayflower. A day ahead of the celebrations, movers wrapped the so-called Plymouth Rock in chains to transfer it to the site of the official observances outside the Old Colony Theatre. The rock split in transit along the same fault lines that split it in half in 1774 and kept the rock in two pieces for over a century until 1880. This time round, the rock was cemented back together once it had arrived at the Old Colony Theatre. Following its successful election night news reports, the United States' lone commercial radio broadcaster, Westinghouse Electric's KDKA in Pittsburgh, has now begun America's first daily radio programming. You ain't heard nothing till you've heard it from a box in your living room.
Say, when I call, she take my hand, but you ain't heard nothing yet. And in the hall, we act as friends, but you ain't heard nothing yet. When we talk about the weather, then we cuddle close together. That's great, but wait, you ain't heard nothing yet. She's got such charm, such curving arms, but you ain't heard nothing yet. And I can't wait until the date when I'm married to my pet. We'll have such cute things running round our bungalow, you bet. We'll first commence with a picket fence, but you ain't heard nothing yet.
You ain't heard nothing from the League of Nations in Esperanto, and it looks like that's how it's going to stay. 10 of 11 delegates to the League of Nations Supreme Council voted in favour of publishing League documents not only in the two official languages of English and French, but also in the so-called universal language of Esperanto. However, Monsieur Gabriel Anato chose to exercise France's veto power and declared that, quote, as a member of the French Academy and representing a very beautiful and old language, I ask that our French language should defend its rights against any imposition of new languages and new creations. Following a meeting with Sir Charles Bell, the British emissary to Tibet, the Dalai Lama has now given permission for the very first expedition to climb the world's highest peak, Mount Everest. Sir Charles telegraphed the Viceroy of India, Lord Chelmsford, to say that the Dalai Lama understood the wish to explore Everest and the necessity of travelling through Tibet to do so. And that's the way of the world, December 1920.
100 years from today, 100 years from today.
The 100 Years Ago Show is a production of Markstein Enterprises and O'Kill Media, all rights reserved.